How the Story Started by Casey Ladd. Father God, all of us have a story. And the most amazing thing is that you entered it through your son, Jesus. So as the mom who's listening to this and I dive into this story today and we dive into your word, God, I pray that you would just speak to both of our hearts. I pray that you would bless the mom who's listening to you now and give her a fresh word. And it's in your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God gave me an incredible husband 5 years after unexpectedly becoming a single mother and missionary in rural South Africa. My now husband had also left the U.S. for missions. Our paths crossed when we were both caring for orphaned and vulnerable children. We married and put roots down in foreign soil so we could continue to raise our South African son and do what God called us to do. We've missed saying goodbye to our grandparents, a generation of weddings, babies, and milestones, as well as pizza nights and Sunday lunches with parents, siblings, and cousins. We fused together a family in strange circumstances and have endured indescribable injustice, corruption, and oppression. We have all faced trials and tribulations. Jesus said we would in John 16:33. Our circumstances, however, have become our scaffolding for the spiritual truths that define our lives and set our course. Despite what we've walked through, here's what we have really seen. We've been sustained on God's miraculous provision without lacking. We've been able to give away a car, house the homeless, and live without debt. We've seen hope build homes, miraculous physical healings, churches revive, communities access clean water, people turn from witchcraft to worship the one true God, and food multiply again and again until every tummy was full. We have seen mountains move to set my husband's feet exactly where God said they would be when he spoke to him over 20 years ago. We've been participants in a great love story full of plot twists. One about how far a relentlessly compassionate father will go to make a way for just one little boy who needed a family. He changed many lives around to make a way for one. He did for us what he says he will do for you. Listen to Brandon Lake's Too Good to Not Believe. Ask God to show you the story he is writing around you. Now I want to pray for you and your day today. Jesus, thank you for coming to our rescue. Thank you for entering into our story. And I pray for the mom who's going out into this day, whether it's the beginning, the middle, or the end of her day. I pray that you would bless her, Jesus. I pray that she would see a glimmer of your love for her today. You are so good and so faithful, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.